the Michael Jackson verdict is in, all 10 counts, not guilty. We can certainly, we can quantify, I guess, the counts themselves, but I think they've been repeated often enough today, Herb.
Absolutely, Phil.
And so let's ask you instead what the significance of this is. Now, those of you who are not familiar, Mr. Sewell is a contributor to our program. He also, I must tell you, was incarcerated in the state of California for a variety of child abuse felonies. You spent 8 years?
I spent 8 years at Atascadero Forensic Hospital, yes.
Which is a psychiatric hospital?
That is correct, yes.
What is the significance? And by the way, you are at a halfway house now and you are out in society?
That is correct, Phil. I'm currently living in a program house with 10 other individuals who were similarly incarcerated for a similar felony.
All right. What is the significance of this case?
Well, Phil, I think the Michael Jackson verdict is significant for a couple of reasons. It was a major felony case brought against a highly visible person that was not prosecuted successfully. So I think you have to, first of all, say that the DA in Santa Barbara was obviously in over his head. You know, he was facing the combined resources of a very wealthy individual. And, you know, he was working with Santa Barbara money, which in some situations may be enough, but not in this one, and that is significant.
So you think the DA didn't have the resources or was not good enough?
I think both. I think this man, Stetton, he thought it was a slam dunk. I don't think he took into consideration, you know, the slippery slope that he could find himself on. And I think it sends a message to these other district attorneys around the country as well, Phil, who they think they can take on money celebrities. Well, you really need to sit down and think carefully. If you're a district attorney in a county anywhere in the United States and you have a celebrity coming before you or coming before a criminal court in your county that you are charged with prosecuting, I think you need to sit down and think carefully about what you're going to do, because you are most likely going to get in over you know, my friend Walter Belhaven, I see you're going to get your rear end handed to you. You know, so the other aspect of this case.
Well, you can't stop prosecuting celebrities just because you happen to be a small county someplace.
Well, you look at the Kobe Bryant case, case in point.
Okay.
This is an example, I think, of these small town, you know, these Matlock types, these local moguls who think that they're going to get themselves some national press by prosecuting a Michael Jackson or this other gentleman you're talking about.
Kobe Bryant?
Kobe Bryant. I would say that if you are, you know, you're a little bit further down the trough, as they say, in the legal profession, you might want to, discretion being the better part of valor, you might want to think about it. Now, the other aspect of this case, Phil, is it's probably going to, I suppose, lessen the pressure on child molesters and child pedophiles to go about the business, you know.
What do you mean, lessen the pressure?
Well, I think a high-profile child molestation case that they cannot bring home. It's obvious that things are going to get a little more or less restrictive, I think, for individuals whose interests are in that area. Yeah, I say interests are in that area. You know.
Well, you're basically saying that child molesters are going to be emboldened by this decision?
I think so.
To go out and commit these acts because a big case like this didn't bring in a guilty verdict?
Well, I mean, the people that I come into contact with during my years as an offender and during my years in incarceration, I think they're going to see this as obviously as a sign that these crimes are not taking the precedence that they used to, and you can understand the war is going badly in Iraq. Many people are angry that we have soldiers dying in Iraq, and crimes against children are bad, but there are other priorities.
Well, I mean, when you say that people, what do you mean the people you were in touch with? Do you stay connected to these men that you were put away with for this crime?
Some of them I do. I'm in a halfway house right now that shelters, I think, around 10 men, all convicted and served time over the last 10 years for a variety of perversions of the child. You know, and I try and keep my ear to the ground on this. And Michael Jackson, the not guilty verdict, it does turn the light green a little. I think a lot of child molesters will see this as an opportunity.
Well, look, Michael Jackson was found not guilty, so it's not like a child molester got away. A jury found in this case that he isn't a child molester.
I understand that.
So how can you lump him in with child molesters?
Well,
you know, you're laughing a lot, man.
Well, I think a lot of this is pardon me, forgive me, Phil, I don't mean to laugh. I'm not trying to talk down to anyone, but I think the answer to your question, how can you lump Michael Jackson with child molesters, is this. Would you let your child spend the night with Michael Jackson? You know, if you're asking yourself whether he's a child molester or not, would you let your child... I would ask you that, would you?
Probably not.
Well, then, you know, there's a lot of American people out there right now. And so I would say this. I would say that we've got bigger... I don't want to say we've got bigger fish to fry.
All right, well, that's the thing I want to avoid here. You're saying there's something more important than protecting kids?
Absolutely not, no. Absolutely not.
Well, then what is it... When you say that this may embolden child molesters...
I'm just saying that it's obvious by this jury decision that the American people care about children, but not that much. And I don't mean to say not that much.
What do you mean not that much?
I just mean that there are... We've got a federal deficit. We do have the war in Iraq. You know, it's like I don't want to say there's bigger fish to fry. Let's just say that, that perhaps there's a wine sauce to be poured in on the fish, you know, and that sort of thing.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I want to get some feedback from our listeners on this. The Michael Jackson case has finally mercifully concluded in Santa Maria. The not guilty counts just were stacking up. 10 not guilty, every single charge. Michael Jackson acquitted. With me is Herb Sewell from the courthouse in Santa Maria, saying that this case, the not guilty verdicts may prove to embolden child molesters. So what are we as a society to take away from this? When you say that perhaps the child molester out there is going to be emboldened or is going to be encouraged by this...
Well, look at Phil, I don't want to say that we are in favor of child molestation. I'm telling you that the people that I'm talking to, the people that I have contact with, they have said to me, it looks like the heat's off, or I shouldn't say that. But
well, yeah, the people you have contact, these are people that are child molesters?
These are people who I speak with who are incarcerated currently or are individuals who I know on the outside, yes. And
so these are people that are still actively terrorizing children?
I wouldn't want to comment on that. I wouldn't want to comment on that. But I will tell you this. I think the message very clear sent by this jury in Santa Maria that there is a palatable level of child molestation, or a level that's acceptable. And
how can it possibly be? How could you... Look at...
Phil, I'm not the one that called the man not guilty. I'm not the one that rendered the verdict. If you ask me how could they, you'd have to ask the members of the jury. I'm just simply saying that society has spoken and has said...
I remember after 9/11, there were people who were so wanting to avoid any armed conflict that they said that maybe there's a palatable or an acceptable level of terrorism that we should tolerate in this country, that terrorism is now a part of our life. Are you saying that?
I'm saying something like that. Yeah, of course, you're speaking to someone. I'm very much opposed to the war in Iraq. I'm very much opposed to this, the way President Bush is executing this war on terror. And I do believe that at some point you do join the world community, you know, in the way that you deal with certain things. And I think, no, I'm not saying the children are not important.
Well, how could you ever, how could anybody, any society with a conscience say there's going to be an acceptable or palatable level of child molestation?
I'm not the one saying it. I am.
Well, you were somebody incarcerated for it.
I was incarcerated for a variety of child perversions, true. I was incarcerated for 8 years for a variety of perversions with a child, none of which I'm proud of. But I will tell you, and certainly something I would report, I will tell you that I think the jury verdict today in the Michael Jackson trial says the American people care about children, but recognize there may be a level of child molestation, that they can deal with.
Well, then that's a sad commentary. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, the people that I'm in touch with on the outside, the individuals that are...
These people that you're in touch with are child molesters.
That is correct, yes. That is absolutely correct, yes, Phil.
And what are they saying?
Well, the people that I'm in touch... There was a meeting of about three or four.
There was a meeting?
Well, what I'm saying is that at the halfway house, there were three or four of these individuals who have been convicted for perversions. And the feeling that I got from them was they felt that the light... If not fully green, had clicked it was no longer red, in terms of this. And I think that's a dangerous message, absolutely, but that's what society is saying right now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Put him on hold, will you? That's Herb Sewell, who he does some news commentary for us, but he was also convicted himself for child molestation, among other things, a variety of violent crimes, too. He says the Michael Jackson verdict sends the message to potential offenders or offenders that maybe the light's green on molesting children. I think if that's what he's saying is true, that's like a national emergency. The other thing he's saying is that perhaps the message sent by the jury today is this, that there's a palatable or acceptable level of child molestation that we have to deal with. Now, this is the same argument proffered by people after 9/11, that there was an acceptable level of terrorism to deal with. I reject both out of hand. We'll be back with Herb Sewell and your phone calls.
There is an organization that has interest in this area. You know, and they do have an amateur radio organization, and what I'm simply trying to say to you is that over the last 3 or 4 hours, the traffic has been heavy, and a lot of them are saying that does this open the door? Does this
are these people have a ham radio organization and they're child molesters?
Again, I don't want to comment on that, but
if they're all on the ham radios talking, is this an international thing?
There are people. Well, they're in touch with people all over the world, yes. And a lot of these people have been incarcerated in varieties of countries for perversions, for sexual perversions. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that there has been a considerable amount of traffic in the last 3.5-4 hours. You know, of a lot of these people saying, "All right, really big question mark. How far open is the door? Is the light green?" I talked to Walter Bellhaven, a very dear friend of mine there in Atascadero. Walter is incarcerated for life for not only perversions, but also murder, multiple murders, aggravated assault, and so on. And he's been in touch with a number of organizations. And
I'd like to know, what are these organizations? These are criminals operating out there?
No, it's really more or less a chat room. You know, I hate to call it a chat room, you know, but it is a variety of these situations.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Herb Sewell about the Michael Jackson trial. All not guilty. And, Mr. Sewell, you're taking from this trial the idea or the opinion that child molesters are going to be encouraged by this.
That's my initial read. Because if society is saying that children are you know, the level of protection we need to provide children may not be as high as it used to be.
And you really think that that's what this means?
Well, I think so. I think Michael Jackson was guilty. I mean, I have to tell you, I think he was guilty of sin. You know,
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686, the number here. Jessica, go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am. Are you there? Or am I just getting kind of a crappy phone? Jessica?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
I believe that this gentleman that you're speaking to is absolutely ridiculous, and it's nice the way that he tries to...
I'm just the reporter. I'm not the... You don't kill the messenger for the message.
No. I think he's absolutely,
Speaking with me. I'm Herb Sewell.
First of all, your accent is completely fake. It's a good way, I guess, to get around your parole officer.
Ma'am, I was born in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a mid-Atlantic accent.
That is?
Yes. If you've been
around, you know what mid-Atlantic means. You're really going to stand by that?
Stand by what?
That you're not trying to act British?
Are you familiar with the mid-Atlantic accent? I guess you haven't been around much, you know. No, it's I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
My next question is, what drug are you on?
Because I'm simply reporting what is ridiculous. You're part of the society that has said very clearly with this verdict that Michael Jackson and others are people that need to be tolerated more than incarcerated. I didn't do that.
What drug are you on?
You people did. And as a result of that, I think there are an awful lot of pederasts.
Well, you're telling me you're in touch with guys that are child molesters on shortwave radio saying that the light's green.
A lot of them are questioning, does this mean we can move in a more less restrictive atmosphere?
Did you molest? And
yes, I did.
Was it male or female?
All kinds.
all kind, and you're sitting here proudly saying this.
No, ma'am, I'm not proudly saying it. I was incarcerated for it. I was treated. I was given electroshock as well as insulin shock. You know, believe me when I tell you.
And the infamous giggle comes in again.
Well, if it makes you nervous, I can certainly try and mitigate it. But nonetheless, the message is the same. Do you like Michael Jackson?
I like Michael Jackson as a performer, yes.
You, when you say performer, what do you mean? The way he performs with children? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, that's great.
You know, you're really having a great way of interacting with the public.
One of the things is when you laugh like that.
I don't mean to laugh, but the lady is, she's amusing me, that's all. To answer your question.
What do you mean she's amusing you?
Well, to answer the lady's question. She's, you know, likes Michael Jackson. Good for her. Well, you can go and see him now. I think he's going to be in Las Vegas. I think Steve Wynn's offered him a fat contract so he can go up to Las Vegas and ply his trade. You know, but anyway.
All right. Anyway, Jessica, thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Yes.
Now, go up to Vegas and get your albums autographed.
Oh, God. 1-800-449-8686, Herb Sewell talking with us about the Michael Jackson trial. Michael Jackson found not guilty on 10 counts of child molestation, providing alcohol to a minor. You think he was guilty?
Oh, he was as guilty as bloody sin, Phil. There's no question about it. Again, Michael Jackson, as I indicated on one of your programs earlier, Michael Jackson's a rank amateur. You know, he's a guy that, what he was doing, most of us who'd been incarcerated for this kind of vicious crime are individuals who, that's how we get warmed up. You know, and I don't mean to laugh.
See, that laugh after you say things.
Well, I don't mean to laugh, but that's just a warm-up act for a lot. But to tell me he didn't give alcohol to those kids? You know, it's Walter Belhaven, I was on the phone with Walter today, he said you'd almost have to give the kids alcohol to stare at that kisser of his. You know, you'd have to be drunk to be in the same room with a face like that, wouldn't you? So I think that the Santa Maria jury has done a great disservice to the American people because they've basically spoken for the American people and they've said, if you've got a face like an alien and you've got Jesus juice somewhere in the cupboard, have at it. That is, to me, one of the...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, but it seems to me that you're speaking not for the American public, but for yourself. You're saying...
I didn't find the man not guilty.
Right, I understand, but what you're saying is, would you feel comfortable with his kid going over to his house? Well, I wouldn't feel comfortable with my child going over to your house. It seems to me...
Well, I'm not denying my crime, sir. I served my time for my crimes, you see. I did 8 years. I'm not asking anyone to send their child to my house. And I spent 8 years in a forensic psychiatric hospital. Now, Michael Jackson, by all rights, should be strapped to a table right now, and they should be applying formaldehyde and fluorazine to him. But they're not doing it.
But your empathy is feigned. Your empathy is not sincere. Your empathy for your crimes, whatever you committed, whatever time you did, you have not moved on from that. You continue to
have. Certainly, I've moved on. I've not reoffended. This is not about me.
Not reoffended.
This is about you know. You're trying to make this about me. This is not about me. This is Michael Jackson.
A pasty-faced
pervert. You know what I'm saying?
Let the man. Okay, I tell you what, Matt. Hold on, Matt. Yeah, I got to take a break. You'll be right up. Before we get back to our callers that have been hanging on here and other callers. I'll give you our number, 1-800-449-8686, if you want to talk with Mr. Sewell or give your opinion about the Michael Jackson trial. You mentioned that you are in touch with other individuals who've been incarcerated for these crimes, either inside prison or out, correct?
Yes, Phil.
And you say there's a barbecue, an annual barbecue that these people have?
No, there's not an annual barbecue, no. Walter Belhaven, who is currently at Atascadero on a life sentence, for a variety of perversions as well as aggravated assault, had a barbecue at his home before he was, you know, before he went away. And we have sort of continued the tradition. And
who is we? Are these people that...
Well, a lot of them were people that I was in prison with, yes.
And they were incarcerated for this crime? Child molestation?
A lot of them were incarcerated for various perversions, yes. But the reason why I brought this up is that we were, it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, at this event, and I remember I was standing there, and they had, it was like a red cabbage salad that we were all kind of enjoyed we were getting seconds at. And the talk then was, will it be a green light? And now today, after I was monitoring chat rooms and ham radios, and there's quite a bit of buzz out there. You know, I'm reminded of the Al-Qaeda. You know, they say there's a lot of chatter. You know, so
well, why you, Herb, this laughter, man?
Well, I'm sorry. It's a nervous laugh.
So there's a lot of chatter among pedophiles.
Well, a lot of these individuals have been convicted of a variety of, you know, perversions. I don't want to say pedophiles. Let's just say perversions. There's quite a bit of... There's a lot of lo-fi, a lot of low-frequency chatter, you know, about this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Matt, go ahead.
All right. Real quick, to clarify, what is a perversion? What defines a perversion? What is a perversion?
Well, I don't think we need to get specific. I think you know what a perversion is, an unnatural act.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, and you said earlier that this is about Michael Jackson, not about, but I agree. But you're speaking for the public. You're saying that this is letting the public has stated that there's some sort of acceptability.
I think you have to come to that conclusion when you see that this man who, you know, he's getting into a bed with no pajama bottoms on with children.
But what I'm saying is I think you and your group of friends see this as being acceptable. I don't think that me and my group of friends that make this think that this is acceptable. This is an injustice. This is a terrible conclusion to a horrific trial. This is unjust. This does
well,
not
I
make
agree.
Anything acceptable.
I agree with you. I think Michael Jackson should be inside. I'm just saying, the people that I know, my people tell me that...
See, there you go. My people.
Yeah, that's
well,
so gross.
No, I'm
that's
saying
horrible.
That I was in prison with these people. They tell me it seems like it's on. And
what do you mean it's on?
So you guys are waiting for a green light?
No, not you guys.
Well,
I serve my time.
My group. You
I'm not an
group.
Active... No, I'm not active in perversions.
You go to their barbecues. Come on.
I go to their barbecues because...
I can't believe you guys have barbecues.
Yes, thank you.
My people will be visiting... Look, I don't want to call them my people. Let's just say these people who find the perversion to be a kind of a...
To find pedophilia as acceptable behavior.
No, not acceptable, but they find it to be an outlet, an avocation. Have said that the parks, you know, the public parks might be... You know,
it's a sociopathic behavior.
There might be a green light there.
A green light for the parks.
Yeah,
all the thing that's going to happen is freaking vigilante violence. And I don't think you want that, Herb.
Well, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't start issuing
this
threats.
This verdict does not speak for the masses.
I wouldn't be issuing threats.
that's not a
all
threat.
Right.
This verdict doesn't speak in the masses. This verdict is an injustice. And
look,
it's scary to think that there's people like you, Mr. Sewell, that are on the outside.
All right,
that's
Matt,
really
thank
scary.
You. 1-800-449-8686. Kelly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I have to agree with Matt on the, you know, this verdict was injustice.
Well,
I think what it's saying...
Eight white women like you, in that county
of California, if you're a celebrity, you get off.
And
I
if you,
that's
and, and
what
in
the
that,
verdict is saying,
oh, wait,
not that it's a green light.
So in other words, there's a county in California, there's a county in Colorado, there's a county in upstate New York. How do you know it's just not every county in America? You know, because everywhere...
Because I know in the county in Colorado where Kobe Bryant was coming in,
Coley?
He would have gotten convicted. But it never went to trial. That county in California is showing
it,
that
it would have got
celebrities...
It would have got convicted, darling. You can't make that statement. The man, you know, he took a girl, much like yourself, and basically committed a variety of different perversions.
Well, maybe that may be true, but I'm telling you, I don't think it's a green light. In the state of Colorado, I know we're very careful.
Are you calling from Colorado?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I can understand that you have an understandable pride in your home province, if you will. You know.
Well, I'm speaking for Colorado. I'm not speaking for any other state because I do live in the state of Colorado, and I do know that it is very tight on pedophiles and how
there's something tight in Colorado, but I'm not sure it's the law.
I don't think it's the green light for these people to say, okay, it's all right now to go. You
well,
know,
I just find it very interesting. I find it curious that you would say that, a young woman such as yourself, when Kobe Bryant committed a variety of rather colorful perversions. with a woman much like yourself. And you mentioned it's getting tight in Colorado. I think I'd be careful how I use that word. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say it was getting tight.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Saying,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're very careful that we put these people on a list, that people are aware of what they're doing. The police are, you know, they've got a handle on it. And I don't think this is letting America, you know, see that this is a green light.
I think what's happened in this trial, Phil, and Kelly has her opinion, and I appreciate that, but I think what's happened in this trial is the jury has basically said to those, and I'm not saying those of us, but people that I do know who take their perversion seriously, that they're saying,
yeah,
game on.
Because they're sick in the head.
Sick in the head, yes. I don't deny that. But nonetheless, they're saying game on to those people. And play ball.
I disagree.
Okay. All right, Kelly, thank you for your call. You have a nervous laugh. I understand that.
Well, no, it's
that. But I'm telling you, it's coming off sounding as if you're enjoying this whole thing. Like, game on, play ball. I was at a barbecue 2 weeks ago with these guys. Is this some kind of an organization?
Is what? You mean this collection of...
These people who, as you say, enjoy the colorful perversion.
I'm talking about men who like that thing which is different. They like the unusual perversion.
We're talking about a crime against a child, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, let's call it what it is.
All right, I'm sorry, but we were standing around, and, you know, we were having some ribs and some red cabbage salad, and somebody had said to me...
I'm not interested in what you guys were eating. You said, game on?
Someone said, game on. That's all I heard.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Are pederasts, child molesters, all kinds of fiends that prey on children today being emboldened, empowered by the Michael Jackson verdict? Is it game on? Is the light green? Is it play ball time for these guys in public parks across this country? And have we sent the message to them, a level of child molestation is acceptable? I think that what Mr. Sewell is hearing from his friends, maybe the stuff that he's hearing from these guys that have been convicted of this crime, it can't be what America's saying. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. All right, we're talking with Herb Sewell, who is a former offender. You were 8 years in a forensic hospital for this kind of crime. You know how brutal this crime is. You know that child molestation is the kind of thing that scars society for generations. And yet you're in touch with these child molesters on ham radio sets, chat rooms, and you go to barbecues with them. Now,
I don't go to barbecues with them, Phil. What I'm saying, it was an annual barbecue that Walter Belhaven had. And
Walter Belhaven is a guy that's in a nut house, or a forensic hospital, as you call it.
Well, yes.
For every kind of violence known to man, including serial murder, right?
That is correct, yes.
And every year this guy had a barbecue?
He had a barbecue for people that he met inside. So that's a crime, is that it? And I told you, Phil, there aren't a whole lot of people in this world that want to have anything to do with individuals like myself, Walter Belhaven, Randall Toomey, and so forth. And so, yes, we do tend to clan together. And when we do, some of us own ham radios, some of us have computers, and some of us have barbecues. And if I happen to be standing around what was, and I will tell you right now that Bunny made a red cabbage salad that was wonderful, and it had balsamic vinegar and a little bit of olive oil. But we're standing around
and his wife Bunny's there.
That's correct. When Walter had it. All right. Now, but Bunny was at the barbecue, you're right. But in any event, and somebody said, well, it looks to me like the light's green in the public parks this summer. And I shrugged and mumbled something and went ahead and I had a garlic roll. And what do you want from me, you know? I'm just saying that.
So the guys are all kicking around, just talking about... All right.
Don't kill the messenger for the message.
All right. Has America basically said it's a green light for child molestation? Here is Pam. Pam, go ahead. Pam? Is Pam there?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Yes. What I would like to know is what is it that gives anyone the right to say that the light is green for any type of thing that they have to do with children?
Well,
we're talking about a child now. We're not talking about a grown man or a grown woman. We're talking about a child.
Well, the Michael Jackson verdict today.
Pardon me?
The Michael Jackson, you know Michael Jackson?
That's what we're talking about, sir.
That verdict today pretty much gave the message to some of these people that I've been in contact with and that I socialize with. It's pretty much...
That you socialize with?
Yes.
But my thing to you is, sir, before you go on through all that...
Yes.
You have chosen to be with those people even after you went to jail.
Well, who else wants to be with me?
I don't care about that. But we're talking about the general public, because normally when you go to jail and you say they shocked you and all this kind of stuff.
I got electroshock.
Maybe they didn't shock you enough, hon.
Well,
maybe
Pam,
they didn't shock you enough.
Here's the reality. Michael Jackson walked scot-free today, even though he's a perv. And I will tell you that this sends a message to America's men who are interested in that unusual perversion. And
you talk about it like it's some delicacy, like it's a food.
You talk about it like I'm just saying. You just got to talk about the cabbage salad and the barbecue and all of that. I don't care about that part.
I'm
concerned about is this.
Are you religious? I would like to stop anyone
that have it on their mind that it's okay to go and molest a child and it's going to be all right.
Well, I don't care whether
Michael Jackson got off or not. It's time for us to stop this foolishness.
Because
Michael Jackson is Michael Jackson, but you sound as if you enjoyed what you've done.
Well, you don't think Michael Jackson did? I mean, come on.
Michael Jackson is going to pay if he was wrong. I was put in jail for my crimes.
Michael Jackson's walking off to Neverland. He's going to get on a roller coaster with some of the kiddies and sleep tonight with his pajama bottoms off. You know, and I don't see anybody putting him in jail for that. So I have to say,
Michael Jackson was tried.
Uh-huh.
Listen to me again, because you didn't hear me, because.
Well, so were the cops that beat up Rodney King.
Michael Jackson is wrong. Michael Jackson is going to pay for his sin.
Where?
Michael Jackson is going to pay for what he's done.
Where?
He went through the system. The system did not try him and did not put him in jail. Whether that's right or wrong, I'm not a fan of Michael Jackson, by the way.
If society doesn't punish him, where is he going to pay for these sins?
Can I ask you a question?
Have to answer my question, because, you see, I was incarcerated for a variety of violent acts.
But before you were incarcerated, how many times have you did the act that put you in jail before you went to jail?
I was interested in a variety of exotic perversions.
That means that it took some time for them to get you.
What I'm saying is I was interested in the exotic perversion since I was probably 9. And I was engaged in the most exotic perversion since I was about 10 or 11 years of age.
Oh, God.
Make you happy for the public to know all this?
You asked me the question, you old whore.
Now watch that. Watch it.
Well, she reminds me of my mother.
Oh, I'm not. I would never even acknowledge that.
You remind me so much of mother, because when mother starts to grill me like this, I start to feel as if I want to hurt someone. And I got out of prison.
That's your little heart.
I got out of prison.
Hold on, Pam. You need to go back to jail sit there for a while
Reverend, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Watch it, Herb.
The whore is starting to tighten my jaws, and I told you...
Hold on for a minute. As if they're some kind of a fine wine, you know?
No, I don't, Phil. I'm saying that...
Well, you say, well, I got my the most exotic perversions that I committed.
I'm saying... I was sick. Yes, I was sick. But if you get into that kind of thing.
Look at this. I don't have any more time left. Here, go ahead, John.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I did 10 years for corruption of a minor. Okay?
You did what?
Pardon me?
What did you do?
Corruptions of a minor.
Corruptions of a minor.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
I did 10 years. It was mainly alcohol, and they watched some porno films.
Oh, you are just kind of a...